Just days after the Czech election ended in stalemate, allegations of scandal have already surfaced, a claim that a bribe was secretly offered to break the parliamentary deadlock. On Tuesday, the newly elected Social Democrat MP, Pavel Plotz, a former Olympic medalist, told the media that he had been approached by two men and offered 5 million crowns, and that's about $220,000, to switch sides. The matter is now under investigation and charges have already been filed. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Just days after the election, a new scandal. Newly elected MP Pavel Plotz saying that he was offered a bribe to change allegiance from the Social Democrats to the Greens. The former Olympic ski jumper, who won silver in Calgary in 1988, says that he was visited by two men at his home. One of them, he said, was a minor acquaintance from the past. Together, the visitors offered him 5 million crowns. Following the incident, Mr. Plotz informed the Social Democrat leadership, which then contacted the police. MP Pavel Plotz.
For me, it was a big blow. I haven't even sat in Parliament yet. As a sportsman, I've always backed the principle of fair play, and now something like this has already come up.
The problem so far is that there is no real proof against the suspects, and investigators say that the leak to the media has made their job very difficult. That doesn't mean that some aren't already laying the blame. The Social Democrats have already pointed the finger at the right-of-center Civic Democrats. But Mirek Topolánek, whose party won the election, has rejected any connection, and his party has called the claim a, quote, provocation. Martin Bursík, the leader of the Greens, likewise rejected any involvement by his party. On Tuesday, here's what he told Czech TV.
I don't know Mr. Plotz, and I've never met him. I never ski jumped. But I can recommend that if he or anyone else is interested in joining the Greens, they can do so for free.
Without concrete evidence, such as a wiretap, proving the bribe allegation may be impossible. 2 years ago, Zdeněk Kořistka, an MP for the Freedom Union, made a similar claim. But without real evidence, that case was eventually shelved. This one, in many ways similar, could end up the same.
Jan Wellinger there. Well, the post-election talks here are being followed with some interest across the board.